Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, our friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer, back with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming swords while riding a unicycle? That's what parenting can sometimes feel like, right? Especially when it comes to raising emotionally intelligent kids. You want them to be resilient, kind, and capable of handling the ups and downs of life with grace. But let's be honest, sometimes our own emotional rollercoasters beneath that mission feel about as smooth as a gravel road. Today, we're diving deep into mindful parenting. Because guess what? It's not just about burning incense and chanting on, though those things can be super helpful. Mindful parenting is about being present, aware, and intentional in our interactions with our little humans. It's about turning down the volume of our own anxieties and tuning into their needs. And trust me, it can make a world of difference. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, easy for you to say, you're zen as heck. But seriously, even with my ADHD brain swirling like a galaxy far, far away, mindful parenting has been a game changer. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. And every little step you take towards awareness and intentionality counts. Here are 5 key takeaways that have totally transformed my parenting journey. 1. Breathe, Mama or Papa. Before you react to your child's meltdown, which feels inevitable sometimes, right? Take a deep breath. Inhale calm, exhale stress. This tiny pause can make a huge difference in how you respond. Remember, kids feed off our energy. If you're stressed, they'll pick up on it. Take a moment to center yourself and approach the situation with more patience and understanding. 10. Listen beyond words. Kids don't always express their feelings verbally. They might throw tantrums, have outbursts, or withdraw completely. Pay attention to their body language. Furrowed brows, clenched fists, wide eyes. These are all clues that something's up. Sometimes, just acknowledging their feelings without judgment can be incredibly powerful. Boy, validate their emotions. It's so tempting to dismiss our kids' feelings as silly or oversensitive. But every emotion, even the messy ones, deserves to be acknowledged and validated. Saying things like, I understand you're feeling angry, or it's okay to feel sad, can help them feel seen and heard. 4. Model emotional regulation. You know that saying, actions speak louder than words. Well, it rings especially true when it comes to emotional intelligence. Our kids learn by watching us. So, when you're feeling overwhelmed, model healthy coping mechanisms like taking a break, practicing mindfulness, or talking to someone you trust. 5. Embrace imperfection. Parenting is hard. There will be days when you feel like you're failing miserably. And that's okay. We're all human. Just remember to be kind to yourself, learn from your mistakes, and keep trying. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole mindful parenting thing. Last week, my little one was having a meltdown because her favorite dinosaur toy was missing. I mean, it was like the world was ending. Tears were streaming down her face, she was stomping her feet, the whole 9 yards. Now, in the past, I might have gotten frustrated or tried to distract her with something else. But this time, I took a deep breath and got down on her level. I see that you're really upset because your dinosaur is missing, I said gently. It sounds like he's really important to you. She nodded through her tears. I didn't try to minimize her feelings or tell her not to be sad. Instead, I just acknowledged them and let her know that it was okay to feel that way. We spent a few minutes looking for the dinosaur together, even though we both knew it was probably lost forever. And you know what? That small act of validation made all the difference. She eventually calmed down and we had a lovely afternoon building a fort out of pillows and blankets. So remember, mindful parenting isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for your kids with intention and compassion. It's about creating a space where they feel safe to express their emotions without judgment. And trust me, the rewards are worth every single effort. Before we wrap things up, what's one thing you're going to try from today's episode? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths before reacting to your child's tantrum or simply acknowledging their feelings with a hug and I understand. Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.